Welcome to Defiant Health Radio. I'm Dr. William Davis, your host. I call this episode, How Big Pharma Bought Big Media for $6 Billion. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I noticed this about 2016. Up till then, I had written several Wheat Belly books, Wheat Belly series, made it the number one Times New York bestseller list, got on a lot of TV shows. I was on Dr. Oz 4 times. I was on CBS This Morning a number of times, Live with Kelly. You name it, I've been on that TV show. So I had a very nice time getting my word out to the public. But then I wrote a book called Undoctored, Why Healthcare Has Failed You and How You Can Become Smarter Than Your Doctor. And by the way, I really mean that. Well, I found that all doors to the media were shut. I no longer got on TV. I was no longer being interviewed for radio or magazines. And I wondered why this was happening. And it was very discouraging to my publisher and to my publicist. And then I think we put two and two together. And that is, why would I be barred from all media when I had been on media regularly? Now, this was not just true for me. It was also true for other authors who wrote about health and nutrition and related topics. We've all been barred from media. So it means that, well, it was just a few years ago, if you turn morning news on, for instance, you could see an author talking about his or her new book about nutrition or exercise or natural means of being healthy. Well, all that messaging has stopped. There's no more book authors writing on health. There's anybody who has a message, essentially, that is potentially antagonistic to big pharma is no longer welcome. Why would that be? Well, just think about it. Big pharma spends about $6 billion a year in advertising on TV, and that generates about 700,000 TV commercials per year, and it continues to grow. So big media regards big pharma as a great customer, a big source of revenue. Well, they don't want to antagonize this big advertiser, this big source of revenue. But it means that big pharma has essentially purchased the allegiances of big media, and that the public can no longer hear these new ideas on health and nutrition, no longer hear the newest conversations about nutritional supplements or, say, the microbiome, because it's unfriendly to big pharma. So big pharma has now controls the message. It controls what you hear. It controls what you don't hear. And what you're not hearing are the huge, big systemic problems in healthcare. You don't hear about the many, many bankruptcies, medical bankruptcies that people are having. As many as 8 to 9% of the public is going bankrupt due to medical costs. If you're diagnosed with cancer, or if you had to be in the ICU for a few weeks because of COVID-19, the hospital bills will cripple you. Even if you have health care insurance, the growing number of Americans who have to declare bankruptcy, even with health insurance, when they get exposed to the exploitative practices of hospitals and doctors. You didn't hear probably about the Skyrizi drug. Skyrizi is a drug for plaque psoriasis. It's an injectable drug. You get 4 injections per year. Each vial is $56,000 or $224,000 per year for this skin rash. When Harvoni and Sovaldi first came out, oral treatments for hepatitis C, if you went to the pharmacist with your prescription, the pharmacist would have handed you a vial that had 120 capsules in it and then billed you $84,000 to $94,000 for that vial of 120 capsules. The cost of manufacturing that drug, about $137. Now, understandably, big pharma has to recover R&D, research and development costs, but you cannot justify a cost of $84,000 to recover R&D. You can get your R&D paid for with far less than that. But that's just a teensy-weensy sample of the awful exploitative practices that you don't hear about, because media refuses to air any kind of message that could essentially piss off their advertising, big pharma. So you've got to rely on, I hope, this podcast and similar types of messages to get real information. And when I say that you can do better than your doctor, I really mean that. The kind of health that you get from the doctor only comes by way, one, of ineffective nutrition dietary advice, because the doctor does not understand nutrition and diet, right? And then the dispensing of prescription drugs and procedures. That's all the doctor has. So let's take something, a very common situation that 50% of Americans have, fatty liver. That is the infiltration and accumulation of fat in the liver. That happens, by the way, because of excessive carbohydrate intake that the liver turns converts carbohydrates to triglycerides. Triglycerides are fat, and they accumulate in the liver. There's some other issues to consider. I'll do a future podcast just on fatty liver because it's so common. 50% of Americans have it. And it's so easy to get rid of within weeks. But if you go to the doctor, the vast majority of doctors will tell you, you have fatty liver because your AST and ALT liver tests, blood tests, are elevated. Let's do a CAT scan or an ultrasound of your liver. Oh, yes, it's enlarged and it's infiltrated with fat. And then the doctor says, try to lose weight and we'll watch you. If it gets worse and progresses to cirrhosis, we'll put you on the liver transplant list. Let me tell you what that really means. Cirrhosis is an awful condition. You can see this in alcoholics as well. Cirrhosis means the liver has gotten hard, firm, and doesn't function very well, doesn't produce such things as clotting proteins. And something called portal hypertension develops. That's a situation where the portal vein system that drains the intestines, the digestive tract, to the liver develops high pressure, and your abdomen becomes progressively distended and accumulates fluid. It can interfere with your breathing and has other health complications. And one of the complications, for instance, is varices in your esophagus. All that means are varicose veins in your esophagus, and they rupture. And you'll see these people throw up bright red blood. It's catastrophic. I've seen it many, many, many times. So cirrhosis is not just this benign condition you track. It is a horrible condition. And if you have to be scheduled for liver transplant, that is no walk in the park either. It is a horrible procedure. It has a high mortality. You have to take immunosuppressive drugs for the few years it adds to your life. It does not give you a full life back. And so to say that there's nothing we can do except maybe try to lose weight and we'll just watch you for when you get cirrhosis and then schedule for liver transplant is miserable advice. Now, you don't hear about this, though, because the media won't report, right? The problems in healthcare, including the incredible degree of doctor ignorance on issues of health. So we'll be talking in future how to reverse fatty liver, but it's so easy. And it's just a matter of diet and a few adjustments to your microbiome. In particular. So know that if you want real information, you've got to turn to other sources. The doctor won't have real information. The media won't have real information. So if you want more resources, I'll list them below. But you have my Wheatbelly blog, you have my Wheatbelly books, my undoctored book, The Undoctored Inner Circle is a membership website where we dive deep into health and we have two-way interactions via Zoom, because I want you to be supported in your efforts to achieve health. And you really can. I really mean this. You can achieve health that is dramatically superior to the kind of health a doctor can provide. Thanks for listening.